heavy on Alafaya Trail from East Colonial Drive all the way up to Chapman Road in Oviedo. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
This afternoon, times of clouds and sun, maybe a shower in spots, high 82. Partly cloudy tonight and a low at 61. For tomorrow, windy, more clouds than sun, shower, heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 80. Partly sunny, not as warm on Thursday, with a high of 69. I'm Steve Williams, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see the elephant! When I'm a roll on a honey.
So glad to be back behind this microphone. I've been about to bust all day long. Welcome to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got us here. We are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, 407-774-8255 is the number if you want to tie into this here to-do, if you will, big do, small do, middle do, whatever it is, do over Major General Michael Flynn's resignation. We're going to hammer that one pretty hard here today. All right, that's right, folks. You got the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show with Nick LoCicero, the marathon man, on the bridge tonight. You got me, the philosopher, political mad scientist, Christopher Hart, and back in the driver's seat from a charity golf tournament. One Michael McBath.
Chris, I go with the mad part. The mad scientist, you know, I get that act, you know. Now, you know, we were talking about even
golfing. It ain't an act,
I
by
know,
the way.
I know, maybe just mad, a wild man, you know.
This is me.
Mm-hmm. But I was down at this, the plantation community in Venice we were talking about earlier. They have a phenomenal fundraiser each year down there. And like, but it's like the village is West Coast.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think I was young And the average
got that high VD rate down there, too?
I don't know. I'm not sure if it works for everybody, you know. But
by the way, that's no joke, folks. And,
ISSTD yes. up in the villages, supposedly. Well, this is what I hear.
What
I can't
say.
Tell you.
Maybe they're just trying to create a reputation. I don't know.
Maybe that's a drawing card. Who knows?
I mean.
Because,
who knows?
But in this tournament,
like
they had
secret
some,
if it's true, though.
Yeah, they had some rather unique fellows, like Jim Perry was there, you know, Cy Young Award winner. In baseball, yeah. Rico Petrocelli, two-time All-Star, Boston Red Sox. Pat Richter, this is sort of interesting. I played with him. We did they did a putting contest before the event.
Yeah.
So you would putt like nine holes, and each putt was 30 to 40 feet. So, you know, if you took two putts, nine times two is 18. So, sure. You know, we came in third, which isn't bad. Except there was about 18 other guys that came in third. You know,
right.
In other words, if you got a 16, you came in first, and that was it. You know,
right.
But it was a lot of fun. And again, they netted over $150,000 for the local charities in Venice and everything. And again, it's always a motley crew. I mean, here's a guy, Sam Jones. If you're a Boston Celtic person, the guy's an NBA Hall of Famer, five-time All-Star. He made the Celtics' 50th anniversary All-Star team. But you know, they're so old, you not even don't know who they are.
Right.
Somebody tells you, but
well, some
obviously
of guys,
the constituency did know.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
that's
yeah,
for sure.
It's, absolutely, no. There was. I saw you had Jim Perry there. When did
Jim Perry, the Cy Young Award,
yeah.
three-time All-Star.
Yeah,
Minnesota
some of us
fans.
Remember these guys.
How about Phil Exposito?
Hey, what did they? Yeah, that's right. The
that
big hockey
good,
player.
Yeah, the hockey player.
What did they think about Trump? Any in conversation about him down there?
You know what? Most of those people, realistically, are very much on the Republican side because, really, most of them are from Midwesterners that have come into this country club.
Yeah.
So I didn't get much. I wore my Make America Great hat again. I love to wear that to see who I irritate.
Right.
And I didn't irritate many people. And so it was a case that the feedback, it felt pretty good. And so I thought, realistically, and you know, historically, Chris, the people that are the most generous and the most kindest are Republicans.
Yeah.
They give more money and work hard to help people than that whole Democratic bunch put together.
Yeah, so. Usually the Democrats give money away in order to avoid paying taxes.
Right, like all the foundation.
All right,
we
got a lot to talk about today. We got Flynn to talk about. We got the market to talk about because the market is the big news of the day, believe it or not. And we got naked women to talk about. So
well, let's get started.
Let's get right
get the party started on a Saturday night.
That's right. So Michael Flynn is out. In the press conference today, Sean Spicer laid it out pretty clearly, I think, in terms of what the White House line is, and that is he's not out because he did anything wrong. And once again, this is an interesting situation because in some ways there are similarities to the argument in front of the judge, which got the stay put on the ban, because in that case the president had the authority and the judge took it away. In this case, Michael Flynn didn't do anything wrong, and yet he's being punished. He didn't do anything wrong in making the phone calls. We're going to get to that too, because the White House is actually more accurate in their response to this in terms of where people actually should be looking. But let's don't get ahead of ourselves. Michael Flynn is out, according to Sean Spicer, not because of the phone calls or anything that was said on the phone calls. There was nothing about that was improper, but he got asked to resign because he misled the vice president and quote unquote others as to what he did say in those phone conversations. According to Mike Flynn in his resignation letter, he apologized and said that he just kind of got, you know, a little confused with everything mm-hmm. that was happening. A lot of things were happening and happening very fast, and he didn't remember exactly everything that he did talk about. Unfortunately, he did put the vice president on the spot, and therefore the president on the spot. And it's good and it's bad. So let's take the bad first. All right, the bad is this. He is a fine man, and he's very smart, and he knows what you know, he knows his business. And he was in the process already of, if you will, reorganizing the NSC to be more effective and more efficient and a better tool for the president to use. Shame on him for that, right? But he did, if you will, give the other side that – one little mistake. And I call it a little mistake because in the overall scheme of things, it is very fairly small. But it did put the vice president on the spot because the vice president went out and fairly forcefully said that, you know, none of the sanction business wasn't talked about on the phone calls, and evidently it was. And this is what it all turns around. Now, that is not illegal. It is not. There was nothing wrong about him doing that, which it makes me believe that he did maybe get a little confused, because a man that smart would know that he didn't do anything wrong. So why lie about it? You follow what I'm saying?
Did you notice, Chris, there was no attorney general either appointed during this period to counsel with some of these issues?
There's that, too, but that mm-hmm. has to do with what they found out when they right. came across this. Okay, which is another story that's very interesting as to how this even came to be, that anybody knew what was talked about. Okay?
Right.
All right, we'll get to that in a minute here. But Mike Flynn, as I said, he put the vice president on the spot. But like I said, he was, I believe, smart enough to know that what he did talk to the Russians about, there was nothing wrong with that. And believe me, if there had been, we'd be hearing about that.
Oh, certainly.
Okay, now what they did mention was the sanctions. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. In fact, one of the characterizations of the conversation I heard this morning, and by the way, this is leaked material, but one of the characterizations I heard, and this was from a liberal, this was on MSNBC, but I believe they were interviewing a Republican former senator. No, I take that back. Now I'm getting confused, you mm-hmm. see?
Who's on first?
The bottom line right. is what the individual said was, no, this was a liberal, because what he said was that General Flynn was in essence telling the Russians, look, don't get all worked up about these sanctions, don't fly off the handle, just... let's kind of let this cool, let this chill. In other words, he was doing something good. He was trying to prevent the Russians from taking a retaliatory action against us as a result of the sanctions. And maybe as a result of that phone call, the Russians, instead of taking a retaliatory action and imposing sanctions on somebody over here or engaging in some other cyber warfare type thing, they invited the diplomats and their families to Christmas dinner.
Right.
So, and see, this is going to go, this goes to a larger point that I want to make here. And what this is the good of, I believe, what is happening here is that the other side is exposing themselves, all right? I was all anxious this morning to come in here today and declare that this was all-out political war, only I was beat to the punch this morning by Lou Dobbs on Mike Gallagher's show. He called it all-out war. This is all-out political war, and it's being conducted on four distinct fronts, which have now been exposed by their own actions to us. I'm going to get to each one of those fronts after the break. But believe you me, this is all-out political war, and the safety and the security of the United States is secondary to the objectives of those who have declared this war on us.
Now, Chris, didn't Obama say something to, I think, the Russians when the mic was off at that one?
Well, he thought the microphone was off.
Right.
Right. Right. But that was more or less the same thing, but in a different sense.
In a different style.
Right. Mm-hmm. But, of course, they made excuses for him.
Of course they did.
Right.
Right.
All right. Let's take a break. When we get back, we're going to get to the political war and the big news of the day, which is the market is up.
Money
up
makes
again.
The world go around. The world.
You got that right.
That's for sure.
That's it. So you are listening to the American Adversaries. It is primetime drive time radio right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. We're fired up. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. relax, and comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax and Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and Relax and Comfort.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We're getting heavy in a hurry on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, you're slow at 535, then heavy John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. Slow and go Fairbanks to 436 and 417 to the bridge is heavy. A disabled vehicle before the 408 has been cleared, but we're still working a crash across the bridge. Westbound delays from Ivanhoe to the Turnpike, you're heavy. Slow at the beach line and slow past 192. And you're heavy on Alafaya Trail from East Colonial Drive all the way up to Chapman Road in Oviedo. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660, The Answer.
All aboard!
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show, where we're going to tell you what's going on here. And we were talking before the break about this Michael Flynn thing, and this Flynn thing and several other events that have happened over these very few short weeks that Donald Trump's right. been elected and now inaugurated as president of the United States, has exposed the foes, if you will. And Nick, you got that thing from Dr. Strangelove. Can we hit that real quick?
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Recognize that?
Yeah,
the old Dr. Strangelove movie.
Yeah.
Play it again, Nick. I like that. Play it again.
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Boy, what's to come,
he
right?
He is the pilot of the B-52 that has the bomb that eventually gets through. But this is toe-to-toe, not with the Ruskies, but with the Libbies, with the liberals, right? And we don't want to end up in toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
You know, Chris, again, the reason I jump in is so many people are fed up among this infighting right now. I mean, I'm like the rest of them. I'm ready to turn the TV off because of the Democrats. You know, Trump, just keep going. You know, do what you're supposed to do. Let's get rid of Obamacare. Right. Let's get everything in order. And like you talk about Flynn, yes, I think it's we know what the story is here. But the reality is, you and me walk down the street and do a poll. How many people know Michael Flynn? Not many.
Well,
you know what I mean? It's all of us who are into politics and watch what's going on in Washington,
right.
New York, Philadelphia.
That's why we're here.
They're going down the wrong foxhole. If you're a Democrat trying to get elected in Idaho and Utah, I can tell you when they hear this conversation, click, they can care.
We're here to educate them and others.
Right.
Because, as I said, this is an indication of much bigger things. It's not about Mike Flynn.
Right.
Okay?
It's
about
fight, the
war. It's about
Right.
Conservatism and Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mike Flynn is a casualty in the war now. All right. He's been taken out.
Right.
All right. He's done. All right. And now they're going after Kellyanne Conway and Sean Spicer. They've been going after Steve Bannon. They're going mm-hmm. after Donald Trump. They're going after all of us. All right. Anybody who has shown any real support for this guy or any loyalty to him that is in any influential position with him is a target. All right. Steve Miller, mm-hmm. who was on the Talking right. Head shows Sunday morning, he's now on the target list. And they do mean to take them out. And they're not playing around. And here's the problem, is they don't give a damn nor even a hoot in hell about the security of the United States of America.
Right.
You see? As a matter of fact, the more calamity, and I'll use their word, chaos that they can create, the more it suits their purpose. And let me explain. As I said, this is a war on four distinct fronts. We all must understand them, we all must address them, and in particular the Trump folks, if any of you are out there listening and don't already know it. All right? It has been revealed to us by none other than the doggone New York Times in a Sunday front page article that they've confirmed the fact we have a shadow government. It's hundreds of thousands of nameless, faceless people
embedded
in our right. government, infiltrators who are liberals, who are Islamic extremists, you name it, they're there. And they're going to do every damn thing that they can to thwart Donald Trump. They are working hard. They talked about in the New York mm-hmm. Times front page article mm-hmm. how people at the EPA are going to slow boat Donald Trump's changes, and how people at the Treasury are going to thwart Mnuchin, who was just sworn in today, by the mm-hmm. way, mm-hmm. and God bless her, Linda McMahon was confirmed
right,
as the SBA.
Right. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Let me get back to the main issue here, though. The shadow government is there to thwart any conservative. It ain't just Donald Trump. They did the same thing. We were talking about it last night with Abe Katzman. Did the same thing to George W. Bush. They'll do the same thing to the next conservative. Until we deal with that problem, it don't matter much who we put in there. And now is our opportunity, and they are being exposed. When the New York Times exposes them, they're there. Then you got, of course, the Democrats in Congress, and they are getting boxed into a corner, which they seem to be quite happy to be in, and that is to try to thwart Trump at every move, everything they're going to try to trump him at. All right, they're going to try to stop him. They're going to try to prevent any progress whatsoever. It does not matter what the issue is. It's going to be anything but Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, the security, well-being of the United States be damned. As a matter of fact, the worse it gets, for them the better in their mind, don't you see? This is why it is so very dangerous what we're playing with here, all right?
Dangerous for them, and I can tell you why.
It is, yeah, because there is a solution.
Very soon.
There is a solution mm-hmm. to this, all right? There is a way to thwart them, all right? And we've already done it, so we know we can do it. But then it's not just the Democrats in Congress. You've got a bunch of low-life Republicans, too, like one old John McCain.
John McCain and our other wonderful guy.
Lindsey Graham. Little Lindsey and little Johnny.
Collecting money from Soros, which
yeah.
we talked about just a week ago. And every time you would think that Soros would want them to appear, they do appear. Whether it's coincidental, I don't know.
John McCain could not wait to get a statement out this morning.
Disgusting.
That his committee is going to investigate Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And the Trump administration,
yeah.
that is an entirely way off base investigation, because that's not where a crime was committed.
Yeah, this isn't the problem.
A crime was committed in all of this, but it wasn't by the Trump administration. It was by the sorry SOBs who leaked this information to the press. That was a federal offense, ladies and gentlemen. That's where the focus of the investigation should be. But you got John McCain out there. He wants to investigate Donald Trump. What in the world has got up this guy's butt?
No,
I know it needs to be put up there.
Is
a big old 16-size boot.
Yeah, but does he not follow what he's always followed? This guy is a radical that one runs under the Republican label.
All right. We'll come back on the other side of the break, and we'll get to the other two fronts of the war against conservatives and Trump and us.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for an independent investigation of the situation with former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn in his discussions with Russia's ambassador. As part of it, Schumer insists the Attorney General Jeff Sessions must recuse himself. Dr. David Shulkin, sworn in as President Trump's Veterans Affairs Secretary. Also today, former wrestling entertainment exec Linda McMahon, sworn in to lead Small Business Administration. The father of a young boy who disappeared on his way to a New York City school in 1979 says his family has waited a long time for justice. A former store clerk has been convicted of murder today of 6-year-old Eitan. So far, no trace of him has ever been found. And the Dow ending up 92 points today. It's a record. The S&P 500 up 9. The NASDAQ closing up 19 points. You're listening to SRN News.
And the latest answer traffic now.
I'm Nick Dolan with your 60-second answer news update. A Disney stage tech from Lake County has been arrested after he admitted to downloading child porn. 59-year-old Richard Alton Morgan is charged with numerous counts, including possession and production of child pornography, lewd or lascivious molestation, and 3 counts of sexual battery. He's in jail without bond. 18 pending criminal cases involving a former Volusia County deputy accused of stealing from people he arrested during traffic stops have been dismissed. The state attorney's office says due to problems with Officer John Brahman's credibility, all cases in which the proof of guilt was dependent upon his testimony have been dismissed. We now know the identity of a man who reportedly went overboard yesterday morning from the Carnival Elation cruise ship southwest of the Bahamas. A Coast Guard helicopter and airplane crew is searching now for 24-year-old Kevin Wellens from Warner Robins, Georgia. The stock market finishes up. Don't miss anything with your free Answer Orlando app in your device's app store. Today's Valentine's Day. Hope you didn't forget. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Folks, if you've ever planned a party or wedding, then you know how exhausting and frustrating it can be, unless you already have a team to back you up. That's where Dino Rentos Studios comes in. They have party supplies and decorations in stock for just about every occasion and at low, low prices. And if they don't have it, they can make it. So make your parties memorable events. Go to DinoRentosStudios.com or call 800-704-7089. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com or 800-704-7089. Dino and Janice Rentos proudly sponsor the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We're getting heavy in a hurry on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, you're slow at 535, then heavy John Young Parkway to Ivanhoe. Slow and go Fairbanks to 436 and 417 to the bridge is heavy. A disabled vehicle before the 408 has been cleared, but we're still working a crash across the bridge. Westbound delays from Ivanhoe to the turnpike, you're heavy. Slow at the beach line and slow past 192. And you're heavy on Alafaya Trail from East Colonial Drive all the way up to Chapman Road in Oviedo. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 at AM 660, The Answer.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
All right, we're back also up on FM 105.5, and we appreciate you being out there listening wherever you are. And don't forget, you can always also download the free WORL FM AM app into your smart device. All right, we are the American Adversaries coming to you from the Relax and Comfort Studios, and yeah, I'm all worked up right now, but I tell you what.
Chris, you look like you're sweating. What do you mean, comfort?
Well, when it comes time to...
I thought the air conditioner was supposed to be perfect, you know?
When it comes time to relax, Relax and Comfort can help you do just that.
All right.
They can get you set up in these massage chairs, and they can also get you set up in a blissful sleeping experience.
That's why I'm going to enter the contest just to win two.
Yeah.
One for me and one for a friend.
I'm thinking.
Don't misinterpret that.
We'll leave that one alone for right now. Yeah. Anyway, that is Michael McBath. I am Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. We've been talking about this thing with Flynn, but in much larger perspective, if you will, and as well as some other things that have been happening recently. And as I said earlier, we are in political war toe-to-toe right now with the forces who would defeat conservatism, and mainly that would be liberalism at all, though. And this is a political war that is being conducted on four distinct fronts, and they're all aware of one another. This does not mean that they get on the telephone at night and coordinate their actions. However, having said that, especially with the social media, they're watching one another at the same time. Okay?
Certainly.
Right. All right. So we've talked about the shadow government. These are the hundreds of thousands of nameless, faceless people in the State Department, in the EPA, in the Justice Department. Do you think that there's any mistake that we had a couple of buffoons arguing these cases in front of these judges? They didn't have all their facts in front of them, weren't prepared with incidences of actual terrorist attacks from these seven nations, people who've been convicted of terrorism. These are the people who are of the nameless and the faceless until the light is shined upon
right.
them, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And if they can do it, they go through their whole career with that never having happened. But they're the lowest learners, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that idiot that they put in charge of the IRS. People who actually did things wrong and yet kept their jobs and kept their pensions and all that good stuff, right? They populate our government. As we've talked about on the show before...
I mean, how do we weed these people out? I mean, do you have moles that are constantly sitting in there looking for these people? I mean, there is a way that, to me, that's close, and I don't want to say the word treason, but, you know, you walk the line when you're constantly leaking stuff and you're disrupting the function of the government and you're disrupting
everything. All right.
If you worked for me, you would be fired.
You're kind of jumping ahead.
Yeah.
All right? You're asking for the solution. I want to fill out the problem first.
Yeah.
Okay?
Oh,
because
I see the problem.
In that sense... No, we can't just go through there and fire them all, which we could.
No, but you have a public union,
which, by the way, Franklin Roosevelt warned against. He warned
right.
against this very thing. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the big all-time hero of the Democrats, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we got the shadow government. Huge problem. You got the Democrats and some Republicans in Congress who wish to preserve the standard operating procedure. They like things the way they are.
The swamp remains.
And they don't want it messed
right.
up.
Right.
Okay? And there's a lot of them there. All right? Now, they can be a little bit more easily weeded out, but it's still a problem. All right? So now let's move on. The third front is the media, of course. And the media in this case, I do believe, is being strongly influenced by the Clintons. All right. It's no mistake that the scripted storyline that they have settled on is that Donald Trump is corrupt. He doesn't know what he's doing. And we are having chaos. Remember that word, chaos. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've already heard it a lot. You're going to hear it a whole lot more. All right. Well, who warned us that Donald Trump would create chaos other than Ted Cruz? And who
part
warned,
of her advertising
who warned us that he didn't have the experience, but she did?
Right.
Who warned us of his business ties and his ties to the Russians? Why, it was the God bless that angel Hillary Clinton. So you see, this is all working together. Don't you see how nice they got it going here?
Chris,
so the media are sucking up to the Clintons.
When you fire a shell out at Hillary, just say, you know what, we're not yet done that investigation on the foundation. Just I wonder if she thinks about what could really happen to her if they went after her and prosecuted her like she should be prosecuted.
Okay.
I would constantly make her aware that, you know, Hillary, this game's not over, and if I catch you fooling around like you are, buddy, you're going to pay the ultimate price.
Right. The media and she are trying to create a climate in which, should that happen,
she could try to unravel her situation.
Well, should that happen, there would be this huge outcry against it. Oh, look what he's trying to do. He's trying to divert attention from his corrupt administration. He's trying to divert attention from his business ties. He's trying to divert attention from the Russians. They are creating an atmosphere here, if we let them. So that's the media and the Clintons. That's the third front. And then you got the fourth front, okay? And we talked about this a little bit on Sunday night show. Aubrey Kahn had the story that there is this organization called Organizing for America that was established by one Barack Hussein, Barry Satoro, whatever, whoever else he is, Obama.
Pothead.
Right. All right. And he's out there, and he's still involved in it. This is an organization that has now 32,000 plus, quote-unquote, volunteers. These are organizers. I called them lieutenants on the show the other night. Maybe captain is more accurate. Because what they do is they recruit lieutenants and the lesser ranks to go out in the field and do the dirty work. Okay? And they're all over the country. And here's the way they work. They did this during both Obama presidential campaigns. So they got a track record, if you will. They know how to go about doing this. They have meetings in their homes. Okay. You remember the Tupperware parties, right? And lingerie parties and all that good stuff. Well, they have Obama parties. They had their little Obama parties.
Didn't Nazis do something like that in the very beginning?
Yeah, and it's no wonder that they're blaming Trump for being the brown shirt, Nazi, right?
That's exactly right. If you go back in history, this is exactly how it began.
Right, they constantly, they're projecting everything bad about themselves onto Donald Trump, don't you understand, and onto conservatives.
Right.
All right, so these 32,000, they get together with people and have these people organize house parties, and at the house parties, they play tapes, okay, or DVDs, whatever nowadays, or they do the webinars or whatever, and they are instructed on how and what to do. They're instructed, for instance, we've been seeing a lot of video of the town halls that Jason Chaffetz and others had this past weekend.
Were infiltrated completely.
Right. It doesn't matter. Yeah. It's all because they know the media, which is part of the war on their side, is going to assist them and make it look like it's a grassroots thing. And then when you got Jason Chaffetz standing up there, I've never seen the guy that his perm went flat. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was so shocked, his perm went flat. He didn't really know how to respond. And they're chanting, "Do your job! Do your job!" And he's going, "I'm going to do my job. We're going to look into this Kelly Conway thing." I mean, what a doofus! What an idiot! He should have said, "Look, I want to know how many of you in here are actually from my district, right?" Okay, and they all stand up and raise their hand. Okay,
right,
I'd like you to meet with my assistant over there. Show them your identification. We're going to get your name and address, okay? You see, this is how we can begin to deal with these people. They don't want to be exposed. We must expose them one by one.
But don't you think it's becoming too obvious, Chris? You know what I mean?
In other words,
boy, every time I turn on TV in the last couple of days, they're showing these people doing, you know, these town meetings and stuff like that.
It's obvious to us.
We know what's going on.
We know what's going on.
Well, then maybe we have to have people ourselves go into these meetings and just stand up and ask. Say, look, could you people please leave? You're obviously not part of the organization.
Here's how you do it. You go and you find out, hey, how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And here's how they do it. They go to these meetings early so that they have the choice of seating.
Seats where they strategically place each
other.
And
they strategically sit apart from one another, mm-hmm. but populate the whole room so that it looks like they're all there by themselves, just happen to show up. You know, they were taking Maude to the grocery store, and oh, look, there's a rally. Let's go tell him off. No. And then what they do is they all have their talking points. Yeah, it was beautiful. One of these congressmen, they were raising the Dickens because they were talking about, we don't want to lose our Obamacare. My poor old mama, she had surgery thanks to Barack Obama. And the guy asks him, he asks the crowd, he says, okay, how many of you have read the Affordable Care Act? Almost all of them raise their hands. And he said, yeah, right.
Oh,
give me a
please.
Break. It's thousands of pages long. If you haven't got a law degree, you can't understand it. If you got a law degree, you probably still can't understand it.
And why do they think these politicians lost? Because of Obama.
All right. So they can't win the war alone on their own. The media can't win the war alone on their own. The Democrats and a few turntail Republicans in the Congress can't win the war on their own, all alone. The shadow government can do a pretty good job all on their own, but maybe not win the whole war because, after all, we did elect Donald Trump. But working in conjunction with one another, as they are a serious threat
to democracy.
Exactly.
I hate to tell you this, democracy, not just the Republican Party.
And that is why
these are bad people.
That is one reason why they are using that as part of the scripted storyline. It is Donald Trump and the Russians who are threatening the democracy, you see? So then when they screw it all up, when they bleep it all up, then they have Donald Trump and the Russians to blame it on. Thank you very much. And by the way, they don't care what happens to the country because they live in their gated communities. They ride in their fine cars and limousines. They have their security guards. They have their fat checks. They will not suffer one bit. But the rest of us will suffer mightily. And I'm here to tell you, that's exactly what they want. That's why this is all out. Toe-to-toe, let's hear it again, Nick. Toe-to-toe, political war.
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
Chris, you're an alarmist.
I'm a realist.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
This is Chris Hart of the American Adversaries, where we keep you informed, even if that makes you a little tense. Sometimes that's good, but for your overall health and well-being, I'm here to tell you, you need to relax. Relax in comfort. And I'm going to tell you how you can do just that. Everyone loves a personal massage to ease those pains and discomforts, and it would be great to have one every day. But at $75 and up with tip, who can afford it? However, could you afford the most relaxing massage you've ever had for, say, $5 per day? I've had one of these wonderful massage experiences at Relax in Comfort in Winter Park Village, and I want you to have the same. Soothing and stress-relieving total body massage that I had at Relax and Comfort. Listen for your chance to win some time in Panasonic's new massage chair for a more relaxing and invigorating massage than you'll get from a professional masseuse. You'll love it. Stay tuned for details and relax in comfort. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We've got stop-and-go traffic in a lot of places on I-4 this afternoon. Eastbound, you're slow at 535, and from the beach line to the turnpike, then the fun starts. John Young Parkway up to Lee Road for about 40 minutes. Then Lee Road to Lake Mary is slow. 46A to the bridge is heavy. Westbound backups, Fairbanks to Conroy. Beach line to 535 is slow, and slow past Osceola Parkway. The beach line westbound from the turnpike to I-4, heavy. And Dean Road is shut down from a bad crash between Buck Road and East Colonial. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 5.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Nick, where'd you come up with this song?
Don't you recognize it?
You know, look at him. He's back there rolling the ground laughing. You know? It's Valentine's Day, right, Nick?
Hey. Let's see if anybody out there knows what this is, where this song came from. If you do, give us a call at 407-774-8255. Where'd that little ditty come from? You get a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano.
Oh, that's pretty good, Chris.
It's not all bad news today.
Yeah.
There was some good news out there, certainly on the stock market. And before we get to that report, the usual suspects in the Republican Party are jumping on the Democratic bandwagon to derail Trump.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that'd be one Johnny Boy McCain and little Lindsey Graham. But I must say, little Marco is stood up, and at least for today, is big Marco.
I'm glad to see that, because usually he joins that twosome.
Right.
But it's nice to see that.
No, what he said is that there needs to be an investigation as to where these leaks came from and how this secured phone call, how that transcript got in the hands of reporters.
Yeah, right. How did that happen?
All right, let me explain a little bit about this. And by the way, there was a small editorial in the Wall Street Journal about this today. First of all, yes, our intelligence agencies do monitor the phone calls of Russian diplomats.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they are talking with an American citizen. If they're talking with an American citizen, they must first get a court order in order to monitor that conversation. So, either the conversation was monitored illegally, or there had been a court order issued to monitor the conversation, which means there should be a paper trail as to who ordered the court, who went to the court. This is a FISA court, the FISA court, you know, right. The Freedom of Information Act. The FISA court issues these warrants. They could issue one on any of us, okay, right. But they have to have a reason. And so who wanted it and why, if it was even issued? And if it was not, then the people who monitored that phone call broke the law. And whoever leaked this information to the media and to sources other than secured people, they also broke the law. Marco Rubio wants to actually investigate that. It would be nice if Johnny Boy McCain and little Lindsey Boy Graham would get their heads out of their butts and do the same thing. But, of course, they got them jammed up there because George Soros has put some dollar bills up there for them, don't you see?
Yep. All right. No, I agree. That's terrible.
Here's the solution is at least in part exposing. It's like if you hear scratching around in your kitchen at night, throw on the light and see if it's a mouse or a cockroach or whatever, and then you stomp on it and you kill the SOB, right?
Well, now, we're not cockroaches, I can tell you that.
We're not talking about killing anybody, but we are talking about flipping on the light and exposing them, don't you see? You see? And then we'll let nature take its course.
I also believe, Chris, with the exposure of the media of this instance and everything, whoever's done this, you know, the heat is on. There's some way they should be able to pick these people off.
Here's the problem Trump has. The shadow government, the Democrats and the Republicans in Congress, the media and the Clintons, and Barack Obama and his Organization for America. You see, they it's kind of like the election. They control all the players, all the parts, if you will. So part, at least the main part of the solution is don't lose faith. When Donald Trump spoke at the prayer breakfast, he said, if we do not lose faith in ourselves and in God, we will succeed. And in that is the core of the solution. Right?
Right.
There are other things we can do too, but we cannot lose faith in Trump. Let me tell you something. Our fate rides with Trump, like it or not. Okay? He is at the forefront of this battle. He's our general. And if we desert him, we are surrendering because we cannot muster the forces by ourselves to defeat the shadow government, the Democrats and some Republicans in Congress, the media and the Clintons, and the OFA and one Barack Hussein, Barry Satoru, Obama, et al.
But I just, you know, getting into that, just looking at how the economy is, how we think it's going to be, these things are going to really disturb the Democrats' game plan.
Well, there is a way to thwart them. And the first way to really thwart them is don't turn away from Trump.
Right.
Because they understand, and what they're doing is, yeah, you're right, they're playing to the media, they're playing to themselves, but they're also playing to the people who support Donald Trump.
Right.
And they're trying to discourage us. They're trying to make us just throw up our hands and give up and go away and sit down and be quiet. That's what they want. We cannot allow that to happen. Steve, you are up first tonight. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you being out there.
Hi, Chris.
Howdy.
Yeah, you had your contest a couple weeks ago, and I had come up with stuff for John McCain. He's such a nemesis to us, but... It's kind of silly in a way, but I call him Sponge Brain Squarehead.
You know, you should have won the contest.
I was going to say, he's just about on target for this week's contest.
He is, yeah.
That's really hilarious.
He's got such a blockhead, you know, and I don't know, just no brain.
I tell you what. Why don't you save that and re-enter it Thursday? Because
yeah, he's right on the mark. Just
I think
about.
It'll fit this contest better, and you may have just got yourself at least into the runner-up position.
Yeah,
Steve,
he's starting off quick.
Yeah, but is all that right. What you wanted to say, Steve?
That's great.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. Appreciate it. Look forward,
Chris,
to hearing you officially entering on Thursday.
Yeah, the contest is going to be: give us the first name substitute for a politician or celebrity. You know how they go, Bubba Clinton, right?
Right.
How about, you know, Feinstein? What would be a good first name for her? Frankenstein Feinstein, right? How about, take for instance, Sotomayor?
Right.
How about Sodomy Sotomayor? Every time she makes a ruling, what happens to the American public, right?
Oh, but Lord.
We take these type of names and we attach it to them. And how about Chuck Schumer? You know, one of our people called that in. Schmuck Schumer. Does that fit him perfect?
Or like Steve just said, SpongeBrain McCain.
Yeah, Steve's right in there. But we got to come up with names that label these people that cannot be forgotten.
We got a great prize package. We'll go over that in the next hour of the show. And that package is growing.
Deal.
And we'll go over the solutions to this. And we'll go over the good news that came out today. And there is good news. The market is up and naked women are back in.
Yo.
We'll tell you more about that on the other side of the hour.
Betty.
Total Roof Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Val Dior. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for an independent investigation of this situation with former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn and his discussions with Russia's ambassador. As part of it, Schumer insists that Attorney General Jeff Sessions must recuse himself. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the departure of Flynn has no effect at all on him, speaking to reporters on the way to a NATO defense minister's meeting. Mattis says Flynn's resignation, frankly, has no impact on his job.
Who's on the president's staff is who I will work with. And so it's full speed ahead.
Mattis says he hasn't changed what he's planning to do in Europe this week or what his message will be. Dr. David Shulkin sworn in as President Trump's Veterans Affairs Secretary today. Also former wrestling entertainment exec Linda McMahon sworn in to lead the Small Business Administration. President Trump has signed a bill rolling back a regulation from the Dodd-Frank Financial Oversight Law. White House correspondent Greg Clexton reports.
A lot of people going back to work now.
President Trump at an Oval Office bill signing ceremony. He said striking down a rule that requires energy companies to disclose payments for commercial development will help create jobs, in his words, big league. The president said energy jobs are coming back and that Wall Street is responding with optimism. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The father of a young boy who disappeared on his way to his New York City school in 1979 says his family's waited a long time for some measure of justice. A former store clerk convicted of murder today of 6-year-old Eitan. So far, no trace of him has ever been found. And in California, that evacuation order surrounding the Oroville Dam has been lifted, but authorities say it is still a dangerous situation. The Dow ending up 92 points today, the S&P 500 up 9, the NASDAQ closing up 19. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. I'm Val Dior.
Folks, if you've ever planned a party or wedding, then you know how exhausting and frustrating it can be, unless you already have a team to back you up. That's where Dino Rentos Studios comes in. They have party supplies and decorations in stock for just about every occasion and at low, low prices. And if they don't have it, they can make it. So make your parties memorable events. Go to DinoRentosStudios.com or call 800-704-7089. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com or 800-704-7089. Dino and Janice Rentos proudly sponsor the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Traffic now.
I'm Nick Dolan. Here's your 60-second answer news update. The stock market finishes in record territory, and sorry to say, a court in Pakistan has outlawed the celebration of Valentine's Day. Don't miss anything with your free Answer Orlando app. Get it in your device's app store. SpaceX has set a launch time for a Falcon 9 rocket launch Saturday morning. The launch is set for 10:01 a.m. from the Kennedy Space Center. SpaceX is sending cargo to the International Space Station on board the Dragon capsule. After being stuck at Port Canaveral today, Royal Caribbean's Majesty of the Seas cruise ship carrying 2,700 passengers has finally been cleared to sail. The ship failed a safety inspection and was required to replace all life jackets before setting sail. Hopefully you remembered in time. On Valentine's Day this year, 58 million pounds of chocolate will be purchased, 150 million cards and gifts will be sent, and we'll spend just under $19 billion on Valentine's Day this year. Men in their mid-20s spend the most, by the way. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Patriot Home Funding Incorporated is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida, number NMLS 171699, and is an equal housing lender.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We still have delays on I-4 eastbound. Slow at 535 from the beach line to the turnpike, then heavy John Young Parkway to Lee Road. After that, up to Lake Mary is slow and heavy 46A to the bridge still. Westbound, brake lights, Fairbanks to Conroy. Beach line to 535, slow and heavy past Osceola Parkway. I-4 is not the only road with slowdowns. If you're headed to the airport on 436 from Altamont Springs, all the way down to the beach line, you're heavy. And Dean Road is still shut down from an earlier crash between Buck Road and East Colonial. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105.5 and AM 660.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
This afternoon, times of clouds and sun, maybe a shower in spots, high 82. Partly cloudy tonight and a low at 61. For tomorrow, windy, more clouds than sun, shower, heavy thunderstorm in the afternoon, high 80. Partly sunny, not as warm on Thursday, with a high of 69. I'm Steve Williams, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Road,
back for hour number two, ladies and gentlemen, of the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. We are here. We are live on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer. Got Nick, the Marathon Man, with Cicero on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. Mike McBath and Christopher Hart here. And I don't have enough time to go over everything we went over in the first hour of the show. If you missed it, so please go to our archive after the show and hear it. But I'm still all wound up, buddy.
Well, you are fired up, Chris.
I'm wound up.
I hope this gets resolved quickly or you won't be around because you're going to have a heart attack.
No, I think after the show I'll head down to that Relax and Comfort store over there in Winter Park Village and sit in that massage chair for a little while.
That's right. Relax and then stop at Happy Hour right next door.
That's right. Stop on in there sometimes, folks, and check out those massage chairs and tell them you heard about it on our show.
And they're going to be part of the prize.
It's part of the prize package. That's right.
I bet your prize package is up to $200.
Yeah, it is. It's real close to it.
I mean, that's phenomenal.
And we're fixing to go well over that. But anyway, I'm getting a little ahead of ourselves. We'll go over the contest rules. McBath is back on his regular schedule this week. So we do have our Thursday contest, and we'll go over the rules and the prize package for that in a little while. We spent most of the first hour talking about the situation as has been exposed to us over the last few weeks. The Michael Flynn thing is just the latest in the revelation, if you will. My point in the first hour is that we're in Nick, can you play that thing again from Dr. Strangelove?
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Is this pilot a cowboy or something?
Yeah, that's Slim Pickens. Don't you remember Slim Pickens?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
It's a great movie, yes. Peter Sellers plays like three parts in that movie. He plays the president, he plays Dr. Strangelove, and he plays the British captain who uncovers the plot, if you will. And he was also scheduled to play the pilot, but Slim Pickens, somebody suggested, and he fit the role so well. Anyway, it is toe-to-toe combat, of course, not with the Ruskies, the Russians, but with the liberals. And they have declared this war, and they have been preparing for this war. They have actually been fighting it in a sort of a covert fashion for some time now. But it is, thanks to Donald Trump, out in the open now. It has been entirely exposed. We're fighting this on four distinct fronts. We have the shadow government. These are the hundreds of thousands of nameless, faceless people who were talked about in none less than the New York Times in a front page article Sunday about how they're conspiring. They're using encrypted communications with one another in order to thwart Donald Trump at every move.
It's very nice that the New York Times will put it in such a concise way that we all have a clear picture of how they're approaching this, right?
Well,
let's defeat the enemy.
Yeah, their angle is, of course, this is all Donald Trump's fault. You see, he's messing up the government. He's making these fine civil servants have to go out of their way to thwart him because he's such an ogre. Okay, that's their storyline. The real storyline, of course, is these are a bunch of people who don't care about the United States. They only care about their cushy federal job and a liberal agenda. Mm-hmm. And the United States, all because their agenda is more important than the country. And we are seeing that. This is being revealed right now because they are putting the security of the country in jeopardy. They're putting our economy in jeopardy. They're putting our political system in jeopardy because they're mad they didn't win and their liberalist causes is first and foremost in their hearts and their minds.
That's the other thing, Chris. They are getting excessively aggressive. And this idea, too, where you're walking in the streets wearing masks and stuff, you know, you're crossing a line where.
Well, by the way,
you might get in trouble where something bad is going to really happen.
Well, I think you missed the show last week when the USA. I talked about a USA Today article that revealed some states are taking steps to do this. The latest came out today is Tennessee, and I think it's Montana. If you run over a protester, you won't be arrested as long as you didn't go out of your way.
Right. Okay. I mean, if he's walking in the street and blocking your car, then
In Tennessee, similarly, they're trying to pass a law in Tennessee that if you run over a protester, he can't sue you.
But don't you think, though, if you wear face masks in these riots and you're caught, you know, there has to be a higher stage of punishment.
There's a better way than running these people over, okay? That's not where we want to go because that just kind of makes them more the victim because you have the shadow government.
You're not going to run over them.
You got the Democrats and some Republicans in Congress who are working very hard to thwart Donald Trump because they like the things the way they are, and they don't want anybody messing it up. much less Donald Trump, okay?
Plus then, egos involved,
right,
believe me.
Exactly. Then you got the media who are hawking the Clinton message. So the mm-hmm. Clintons are in this too. It's no mistake that the media's scripted storyline is everything Clinton has, that Hillary said would go wrong if we elected Donald Trump. There'd be chaos. He didn't know what he's doing. He's got the business ties. He's a crook. He's a misogynist. He's an Islamophobe. All of this plays into the Clinton storyline. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth front is the Organization for America, started and still run by one Barack Hussein Obama and his generals. And they have 32,000 captains around the country. By the way, if you want to join the organization or infiltrate it, they are having a training session in March.
Here in Orlando?
I don't know. There may be, because they do.
Wouldn't it be great if we could get the address and send everybody out to
Here's the problem. 32,000 people recruit other people mm-hmm. to hold little seances, right, if you will, in mm-hmm. their homes. Mm-hmm. So going to have to be a lot of people who got time on their hands to go out and play this nonsense with them, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's not. So we got this all-out political war with these forces all allied against us, not necessarily on the phone every night with one another conspiring, but all of like mind, like spirit, like purpose, and it is an allied effort against Donald Trump, against conservatism, and against our Constitution.
But what's great, Chris, we know the four, I call the four corners now, right? Just like in anything. Now we develop our offense to knock the four corners out.
All right.
And believe me, organizations will be working on that.
All right. So that's what we're going to get to in this hour of the mm-hmm. show. And the first thing that Trump can do for himself, which is just plow ahead. Just keep plowing ahead, right, and do what you can. And if the Congress is with you, work with them. If the Congress is going to work against you, then just continue to plow ahead and do what you can. The markets today again.
Well, again, you look at the markets, right? We hit, the day was the fourth day the market went up. Well, okay, we hit an all-time high, 20,000, you know, 503. We got a chance now to move into 21,000. We have the NASDAQ at an all-time high. We have the S&P at an all-time high. But the main point behind this is consumer confidence and also the confidence in the leader. See, this is the problem. You have these people on TV like we're seeing, you know, just marching and everything. But the real money and the real working American people have great confidence in Trump.
Okay.
And I think we're all sitting there. All we want to see, and I know it's coming, we want to see your tax cuts that should be coming out very soon. We want to see how you balance it against the infrastructure, you know, because you don't want to build too big a debt.
Okay.
But with the movement of markets like this, he has enriched so many people through their pension plans. And obviously, you appreciate that and you understand that leadership is working. And it's a case that we're not going to be distracted by these meatheads walking in the street and, you know, guys like McCain. McCain's a radical. We all know he's a radical.
All right. Here's the thing, though. Yes, as you mm-hmm. said, confidence is high. Confidence is extremely high on Wall Street. That's why we're getting these record-setting days.
Just about daily.
Exactly. And it's high on Main Street. That's what the liberals know. Mm-hmm. That's what they are trying to attack. They are trying to eat away at that confidence. Okay? And I'm here to tell you, and put it down today, that on February 14th, Christopher Hart did declare that there's toe-to-toe combat, all-out mm-hmm. political war, and that even if Donald Trump does not get his first piece of legislation passed, we have to continue to support him. And here is why. It will not be his fault that it does not get passed. It will be the fault of these four allies. It will be the fault of the shadow government. It will be the fault of Democrats and Republicans in Congress. The Republicans, they don't know what to do about Obamacare. They got elected because they were supposed to know what to do about it. And they're acting stupid. Give me a break. And taxes? That's going to require 60 votes in the Senate for a tax bill. Mm-hmm. Okay? So if it doesn't get done, we still have to support this man and his efforts, because that is what will frustrate the other side. If we break weak for any reason at all, they will pounce. If we stand strong, they will be flummoxed, they will be frustrated, and they will still be out of power.
Well, the fact that we're in power, Chris, I mean, just even reflect on our California, how many, what do you have, 38 million people there, right?
Here's the thing. In 2 years, there's a big election, okay? Mm-hmm. If we play our cards right, we can have a 60-plus majority in the Senate of Republicans, good conservatives maybe even, people who will back Donald Trump, all right? But that's if we do not lose faith and confidence. If we lose that, we sit at home in a year and a half when it's election time again, and Bill Nelson gets his scrawny carcass back up there in the Congress, and these other Democrats too. Bill Nelson needs to go. He's a test case right there. That should be our immediate objective. Eliminate Bill Nelson. Get Rick Scott or whoever else in there who can carry the load. All right? That's how we deal with that front. All right? As far as the shadow government goes, they just have to be exposed and fired.
Right.
All right, one by one, and then maybe the other ones will get their act straight because they like their cushy job. Okay? And as far as the media goes, that's where we come in. Okay? That's where
has to constantly keep the pressure on them.
But that's where we come in.
Right. The conservative media has an obligation.
To fight back.
Right.
Okay?
Don't sit there. Even the general public in their lifestyle, it has to fight back too.
And as far as the OFA comes in, we have to be aware of them. And if Republicans are going to have town halls and we know these people are going to be there to interrupt it, we've got to beat them to the seat. This is, what was that old kids game you played, musical chairs?
Right.
Okay, we got to win that game. We got to get your tails in those seats out there so these buffoons who come in there just wanting to raise hell have to stand outside. That's how we defeat these people. And it can be done. But we ain't going to do it sitting at home on the couch.
Plus, you know, if you are sitting in those meetings, Chris, you know, you can always stand up and point questions right after them. That will just embarrass the heck out of these people. So do a little bit of homework if you want to go to one of these.
Here's the thing. They're not interested in questions and answers.
No,
they're interested in pictures on the television of people shouting
screaming.
And a congressman standing there looking like he doesn't know what to do with himself. That's all they want.
Pretty sad.
So what you do is you get there, you beat them to the meeting hall, and you make sure you occupy the seats. Is that so difficult? We can defeat these people. But as Donald Trump said, only if we do not lose the faith in ourselves and in God. Kelly, you're up. Thank you for calling tonight. We'll take your call and then take a break.
Yeah, I think you guys are awesome. I wish you could just take Michael Medved's place and have a national platform.
We're working on it, sister. We're working on it.
Keep speaking, Kelly.
People are listening. They do hear you. Go ahead.
All right. So the main thing, what has hurt me so terribly bad is that I've lost a couple of friends that I've had for over 10 years. And when I say friends, I mean people I worked with that I also associated with outside of work. And it was mainly because I got, you know, they said Donald Trump is a big liar. So I would say, what did he lie about? And they said, well, crowd size over the inauguration and voter fraud. And I said, well, voter fraud happened. Okay, so whatever. That could be a miscommunication. I said, well, but Obama said you can keep your doctrine's plan, you know, and that was a lie. And that was even admitted to a lie. So then they also said did you say you're close to a break?
So, yeah. I tell you what, let me take the break and stay on the line. Okay. We'll pick this up on the other side.
All right.
Because I started talking about what your situation is a little bit last night. So I'll go back down that road a little bit too with you. So stay on line with us, please. You are listening to the American Adversaries. We'll be right back after this short break.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepherd. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries, folks. Thanks so much for being with us tonight. There is some good news today. We're going to get to that here. It'll be in the next half hour of the show, but we will get to it. I promise you that. I'm not going to leave you on a downer tonight. Kelly, you're on the line, though. And
Yes. So
I understand where you're going with this. But to be honest with you, at this point, I think it's a little fruitless to try to engage these people in a reasonable debate, if you will.
I thought that I could be reasonable, but I was. They interpreted it as I was being. I was harassing them.
Right.
When basically they said that he was a sexist because of, or Donald Trump was a sexist because of his conversation with Billy Bush, and then I said, well, you know, Bill Clinton actually raped women.
Yeah. Well, see, I know, I understand, but see, their mind is so far away from that. That they don't even consider it. It's just not getting through. It's like they're in a big fog. How is this
reality not? How can you not see the double standard?
Because
that
they don't
blatant?
Want to, Kelly. And I hate to cut you off because they don't want to see it. They do not want to see it. Don't you understand? They do not want to see the reality. They only want to see what they're comfortable at looking at. As I said yesterday on the show. There's a hymn called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And in the third verse of this song, it poses the question, do thy friends despise, forsake thee? And in the next line, it gives the answer. Take it to the Lord in prayer, exclamation point. The only thing you can do for your friends at this point when they're in that fog is pray for them. That's it. But you can tell them that you're praying for them. And I would also tell them this. Tell them and pray for this, that God send an angel or someone to them in a dream, that it affect them. That will plant a seed in their mind. And when that dream happens, and they will not be able to prevent it because that seed will cause it to happen. Do that. And that'd be the best thing. That's the only thing you can do for these people at this point.
And the other thing, Chris, she can reference them to the channels. You know, where are you getting your information? You know, maybe they're watching MSNBC all the time.
You
maybe
can try that.
I know, you can try it because education is the best. That's the only route for Kelly right there.
Let me tell you something, though. Saying a prayer, like I just said, will give you more satisfaction at the end of the day. Believe me. And I believe more results.
I can't tell you how much it hurts me, though.
I understand.
How much this has hurt me.
I understand. Turn that hurt into action by praying and doing other things. Because they're your friends. Look at it this way. You want to try to help them. But you can't help them when they're fighting. It's like a drowning person. If you go out to rescue a drowning person, you get behind them and you grab them around the neck. Because if you approach them from the front, they're going to take you down with them. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't get in front of them. They will take you down.
I like the dream prayer. I really like that.
All right, do that.
Thank you.
Switch subjects, too.
Yeah, that's right. All right, God bless you, Kelly. Thank you so very much for being out there.
Talking sports, Kelly.
You other phone callers, I'm sorry we're out of time in this segment of the show. If you'll stay on the line, we'll get you in the next segment of the show, and we'll give you the good news that is out today. Some good news from far away, and some good news, if you will, up close as well. All right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook. And you can leave postings there. You never know who reads our postings, but we do. So leave your postings there. And if you like us, please do that on Facebook, American Adversaries. Also, check out our webpage, AmericanAdversaries.com. That's where we archive our shows. And that's also where you can join the American Adversaries Army. It's real easy and inexpensive to do, and you can become a part of what we're doing around here. And believe you me, you folks who are in the American Adversaries Army, you are making a difference, and we really do appreciate that very, very much. We come back, like I said, we're going to give you the good news of the day. We're going to give you some more good news. The market was good news.
Well, we got that, and then, you know, our contest. We got to list the prizes for these people.
And we'll do that. We'll go over the contest rules. And
it's exciting for me.
Naked ladies are back in. We're going to tell
you
where.
That's exciting, too.
That's right.
Yep.
We got it all right here on the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. There's nearly 200,000 Northern California residents who live below a dam with a damaged spillway that threatens to collapse and cause catastrophic flooding. They've been told they can return to their homes. They've also been told to stay prepared to move quickly. Water levels at Lake Oroville, about 150 miles northeast of San Francisco, said to be low enough to handle a storm expected this week. Busy day in D.C. as Dr. David Shulkin was sworn in as President Trump's Veterans Affairs Secretary, also former wrestling entertainment executive Linda McMahon, sworn in to lead the Small Business Association. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calling for an independent investigation now of the situation with now former National Security Advisor Mike Flynn and his call with Russia's ambassador. Flynn asked to resign by Trump last night. And the Dow ending up 92 points, the S&P up 9, the NASDAQ closing up 19. This is SRN News.
Listen to Legal Immigrants for America every Sunday night from 6 to 7 on the American Adversaries Radio Show. Buy Legal Immigrants for America's new book, The Christian and Immigration, today at golifa.com. That's G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Make a $25 donation at golifa.com to receive The Christian and Immigration autographed book, or make a $35 donation at golifa.com to receive two autographed books, The Christian and Immigration, and The Bible and Immigration. Order your autographed copies today at golifa.com and support Legal Immigrants for America as we impact Congress, the White House, and the nation.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
The first 100 days.
You know, that he's not, he lies a lot. He
says things that aren't true.
Former SNL comedy writer, now Senator Al Franken. Didn't your mom tell you that if you didn't have anything constructive to say, don't say anything at all? The first 100 days, jam-packed so far. Keep it here for the truth.
News, opinion, passion. FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey folks, this is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I took on the Iron Sheik from Iran. I took on Nikolai Volkov from the USSR. I took on Andre the Giant from France. I just want you to know, time for more political mayhem with the American adversaries. Tough guy, how about a ho?
Hello. Away we go.
Chris, don't you think we should put Hacksaw in some of these town hall meetings? I think he could handle the crowd very effectively, particularly with his 254 with a little shot to the back of the head.
Yeah, that's right.
I think he'd do a terrific
job.
Well,
we don't want it to come to that. But you know, I would suggest to these Republicans, they either make sure that they get a supportive, representative crowd of their actual constituency, or just don't even do it at all. Because all you're doing is you're giving these lunatics a reason and an event that they can go to and disrupt.
You know, that's
what this is all about. At the end of the day, they are trying to disrupt Donald Trump. The Democrats stonewalling the confirmations. Right. This is all to screw him up out of the gate and then try to keep him screwed up for 4 years. And they don't care what that means for the rest of us. This is the bad part about it, because you see, they're all protected. They got their pensions, they got their money, they got their houses, they got their security, they got their big fences or their walls, and we don't got any of that to the extent that they do. We will be the ones who suffer, but they will not.
Just because, you know, there's social media the way it is today, you don't really have to have these meetings anymore. There's so many ways you could communicate with your constituencies,
Webinars.
They want to see me in person, send a picture.
Yeah,
it'll save you a lot of aggravation, and it'll put them out of business.
Yeah, oh, I see what you're saying about the town halls.
You don't need that.
Yeah, okay, there is some other good news out there today, I guess, if you want to take it as such.
I think it's pretty good.
The half-brother
of Kim Jong-il was killed, oh my God,
in
the Malaysian airport by assassins. This sounds like a James Bond film.
It does.
But they did kill him. They killed him today, and bye-bye. And I think they are under the opinion that it was probably a good friend from North Korea that killed him.
He killed his own half-brother as a safety precaution, if you will, as if that guy was a political threat.
They said he's
like
already
that.
Killed up to 500 of his enemies.
Hey,
can you imagine
that's
him
fine.
With all these nuclear weapons?
So here's what we do. We let him kill off all his enemies, and then we kill that SOB.
Hopefully.
Okay.
If not soon, he may be killing us, let me tell you, with these missiles that they're developing.
And then we can get some relief for the North Koreans.
Did you see that missile that just went off that was traveled further than any of their missiles that they've tested before? It was also, they came out today and said, yes, it had a great Chinese design. Isn't that great?
Surprise,
isn't
surprise.
Isn't that great? Yeah.
Yeah,
better get on the stick, my friends.
Yeah, well, that's where Donald Trump should use the stick approach with China. We've tried the carrot so long, and they're saying, oh, he should continue to do that. Yes, be nice to the Chinese, and maybe they'll do something about the Koreans. No, they won't.
They're a proxy for them.
Why would the Chinese do something about the North Koreans if we keep giving them stuff and they still
don't do anything
about them?
Right.
You cut him off. You say, you either cut that punk off, kill him, or do something about him, or we're going to take it out on you. Okay? Forget him. We're going to leave him alone because we know he is a proxy for you. So we thump them in the chest and we say, we're going to take it up with you. Okay? The plain nice guy is over. See, here's the thing with Trump. So part of the good news with the fact that all these factions are against him, he should just throw caution to the wind and say, okay, well, the hell with all of y'all. I'm going to be like a bull in a china shop, and it's all the china that y'all want saved that I'm going to be tearing up.
Well, like you're talking about, I don't think Trump really pays much attention to these people. I think he knows his objectives
no,
and where
he does.
He's headed.
He does. He pays close attention. He plays close attention.
Well, I mean,
because,
he does, but he's still going to get done what he wants done.
You know, he's trying his best to control the message. Now, I heard former Army Colonel Alan West
right
this morning, and he was talking about how they need the message to come out before the action, mm-hmm. if you will. Okay. Now, sometimes you can't do that, but when you can, it sort of takes a little of the sting out of the action when you take it for those people who are going to get stung.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so in that sense, hopefully they're learning a little bit as they go along here, what forces are arrayed against them and how to deal with them. Mm-hmm. And they have got to get out in front of the message. He knows that. He tries to stay in front of the message. He tries to respond and fight back. But it's, as I said, it's a four-front war, at least four distinct fronts. And I'm not even mentioning the educational system, because that feeds into the fighters for the fronts.
Another front, right.
It feeds into the fighters.
I agree.
Okay? Because the people who come out of our educational systems go in and they become the shadow government.
Well,
they become the Democrats or the Republicans in Congress. They join the media. They join the teaching ranks. They join the troublemakers. By the way, real quick, a quick aside, Orange County is right now desperate for, guess what?
What?
Teachers. They just put up a big, huge billboard out there by UCF, you know, take up the noble profession or mm-hmm. whatever it is like that, right? Become a teacher. They are desperate for teachers.
You know, but with political correctness the way it is, I mean, teaching is something that I believe you need absolute discipline in the classroom.
Let me tell you something.
And the reality of it is we have too many, we got to keep the lawyers out of the classroom. We got to keep the kids in a position where they will be disciplined in a fair fashion.
Right.
And it's a case that, I mean, I tell you.
Well, I understand where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is when teaching positions open up, conservatives should consider a second career as a teacher.
Well, you can take
some of my best teachers,
people who were retired, to go teach for a while.
Some of my best teachers in school were not teachers all their lives.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you
learn from world experience, and these are great people to be teaching.
Right. So there are opportunities that will present themselves. Okay. We just mm-hmm. have to just snap them up instead of leaving them out there for the liberals, because they'll take them and they'll run with them. By the way, there's some other good news out today. Nick, can you play that tune that you played a little while ago?
Well, it's Valentine's Day. Chris, you didn't say happy Valentine to anybody.
Oh.
Happy Valentine, baby. Chris, what are you laughing?
Oh, Lord. How about the other tune? If you know what that song is all about,
do we have anybody that won a prize on this song, Nick?
Call us at 407-774-8255 in the next few minutes, and you'll win a $20 gift card.
That was not
Cafe
a Dick
Positano.
Clark special. I think I'd have known that.
All right, let's take a couple of phone calls real quick. Eva, you're up first. I'm short on time, though, so please get right to your point. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I just said the battle has started. They called me yesterday and wanted my opinion about if I was a Republican, independent, or a Democrat. I told them, I said, I am not a Democrat. I'm not that stupid. And they said, well, I can't hear you. Our connection's wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'll call you back.
Right.
Okay? It was a local number. I think I know who it was from, but it had SSI is the international survey.
Right.
It didn't have SS troops or anything, Eva?
Once again,
SSI. So I think they're hitting the people on Social Security is what it is. What? So people be alert.
Yeah, just you know, don't back down from these people. If they call you up with a poll, don't be afraid to say you support Trump if you do. Thank you, Eva. I appreciate your phone call. We've got Ted up next. Ted, thank you for calling tonight. How you doing?
Hey, Chris. Ted Noel here.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Yeah, real quick, you're right that Trump needs to be strong, and there's two ways he can do it right away. One, on the security leaks, find them and prosecute them. Don't fire them, prosecute them.
Yeah, okay.
Second, George Soros. you know he's funding all of these groups that are rioting, beating people up, and so on. You arrest him and charge him with conspiracy to deprive these people of civil rights. It's interstate. He knows or should know that this is the kind of thing that would happen, and he's the major funder of dozen organizations out there. It wouldn't be hard to build the case.
Why wouldn't we turn him over to the Russians, Ted?
Yeah, they actually...
No, you do it here, and you do it clear in open court, and you hang him out to dry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that would be...
And you make it clear you do not hire thugs.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That would be another approach to take. And certainly using the Justice Department to the extent that they can would be one way to go about doing this. And you're absolutely right. Hey, we need to get together, Ted.
All right. Well, call me.
All right, we'll do it. All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate your phone call.
You do wonder, though, how we cannot prosecute them when we know the people are in the streets. We're noted damaging stuff.
All right, here's part of the problem with going after the top dogs, okay? First of all, most of them are fairly clever, and you got to go through a lot of
those. Oh, certainly,
okay,
right.
That doesn't mean you shouldn't
layers.
Pursue it. You shouldn't pursue it. But I think the better strategy would be to go after the rank and file. And I don't mean going out and arrest them, unless they commit a crime. This afternoon, I had an opportunity to sit down and talk with a former investigator for the government, and he said that then he was around back in the late 60s when you had rioters and stuff, and he said and he was in Ann Arbor, and they had a pretty good system there when they would have a lot of protesters. Okay, first of all, you're supposed to have a permit to have one of these protests.
Right.
So if they don't have a permit, you can already
got your justification.
Round them up, okay? Here's what they would do, though, especially if things turn violent. They would encircle all of the people, okay? And then one by one, they would process them. And they would get their names and addresses and some identification from them and begin the process of building a database.
No, I think that's an excellent idea. You know, in the next 6 months, we could really put together.
You could even do this.
You might be able to put them out of business in about a year.
You could once again, the solution is exposure. You flip on the light and you see the cockroaches. And what do when that happens? They run for cover, don't they? Usually, and the ones that don't, they regret it, right? All right. So you expose them by putting them in a database. You could also do this, I would think, at a town hall meeting. For security purposes, people have to show an identification when they come in.
I think
in.
That would be terrific. You know, just have them sign in about this, their email.
Yep.
We'll be talking to you soon.
We need names and addresses and photo IDs.
Right, and you can't come in.
And by the way, 4 out of 5 Americans, and this includes 2/3 of Democrats, think that photo IDs for voting is entirely appropriate.
Oh, at least that, Chris.
You see, what we have to understand is, and Mike's been referring to this, that, you know, real people, they don't care much about this Flynn business law, but what they do care about is solutions in government, okay? Yeah. All right? But the point being is that they will care about certain things, and we have to be prepared to provide them the proper direction to turn and look, you know, for the solution or for the problem. And so that's what we try to do here. And the solution here is exposure, and it can be easily done. And I'm here to tell you, the last thing that those 32,000 volunteers for Barack Obama want is for everybody to know their names and addresses.
And you know what, Chris, they're not going to be too happy with fines. In other words, you know, you keep picking them up, and then every time it accelerates. So now I picked you up the second time, John.
Yeah.
Catch you one more time. Boy, this fine's going to $1,500.
Right. And Ted's actually right, the last phone caller. And by the way, Marco Rubio, big Marco today, anyway. These leaks need to be investigated, and the people who perpetuated them should be prosecuted, because if anybody committed a federal crime or did anything wrong in this whole thing other than Flynn getting mixed up or misleading people, which is not a crime, it is the people who conducted their surveillance and then leaked it out.
Right.
Okay? And that is a huge problem. They were just talking about it on Fox a little while ago. By leaking it out, they have exposed methods and technology to the Russians and the rest of the world that up until now...
Who knows what they're leaking?
Well, the point is now the Russians know our capabilities of surveilling them.
Yep.
Thank you very much. You see, this is what I'm saying. They don't give a damn about the country.
Right.
They only give a damn about liberalism.
Well, I think Trump is smart enough to start working.
I hope so.
I think so.
I hope so, because he's got a full-fledged, all-out, toe-to-toe war going on, that he is the general of the opposing side. We'll be right back with the final segment of today's show. Don't forget, Larry Elder follows us up at 7.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $218 per person. Or how about an Alaska 7-night cruise starting at $799 per person? Or a Caribbean 7-night cruise starting as low as $499 per person? Sandals and Beaches Resorts are offering specials up to 65% off. Iceland is a hot destination in 2017. How about a 5-day vacation starting at $1,529 per person? Join me for our spring Come Sail Away With Me cruise on the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas, starting at $860 per person. Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Folks, if you've ever planned a party or wedding, then you know how exhausting and frustrating it can be, unless you already have a team to back you up. That's where Dino Rentos Studios comes in. They have party supplies and decorations in stock for just about every occasion and at low, low prices. And if they don't have it, they can make it. So make your parties memorable events. Go to DinoRentosStudios.com or call 800-704-7089. That's Dino Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, studios.com or 800-704-7089. Dino and Janice Rentos proudly sponsor the American Adversaries radio show.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to OrlandosHomeInspector.com.
There's a new FM in town. Check it out at FM 105.5, The Answer. Just like AM 660, you'll hear the same great programs like Hugh Hewitt in the Morning, The Mike Gallagher Show, Dennis Prager, The American Adversaries, and more. Plus, local news, weather, and traffic you can trust. Yeah, it's all here on the now stronger FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Come on, I'm on.
Welcome back. Now, Nick, I got to ask you this question. Now that I know who the singer was, well, I actually believe that I know the song.
Yeah, yeah, you might know. It's covered many times.
Did anybody call in and get it right?
Yeah, I feel so bad. I turned Susan away, but she was actually right that this is... do you want me to...
Wait a second. She was right?
She was right.
She was right about the song and the original artist of the song. So, Susan, please call us back.
Yeah, you got a certificate.
You'll get the $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano. And you say this was covered a number of times?
It was covered many times, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah.
The version that we're using was used for, it was the theme music for the show Girls Next Door.
Right.
Which was about the two blondes who lived with Hugh Hefner in the Playboy Mansion.
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, I'm sure of that.
Now, is this in Chicago or?
Right.
Well, Susan deserves it. I mean, that's pretty good. She got that right off the bat.
And one of the reasons why I wanted Nick to use that song tonight is because that's part of the good news today. Playboy has announced that they're going to start putting naked women back in their magazine again.
I didn't know they took them out. It's been that long since I looked at
it. Yeah, right.
Wait a second. I mean, that's like...
Last March, they took women, the nudes out of Playboy magazine, you know, part of the political correctness business. And it's a whole new day.
Now, Hugh Hefner's still alive, right?
He is.
How old is he, 180?
I don't know, but he's still kicking.
Do you think he's active?
I don't know, but he's still kicking.
Could he make it big up in the villages?
I don't know. I think
he might be filming up in the villages.
All
you know?
Right, anyway, I told you there was good news.
Hallelujah.
I love it.
Very good, Nick.
The world is right again in some ways, anyway, right?
Well, we got
all
off that
contest
track.
Thursday. Let's go over the contest rules.
Chris,
and then
we
got to
do this because we got to even things out with our good Democratic friends. Give us what we want is the first name substitute for a politician or celebrity. We need the name to stick to the person, like, you know, Clinton, right? Bubba. We know that one.
Right.
Okay, Dianne Feinstein. How about calling her Frankenstein Feinstein?
Okay, all right.
You got it.
All right, and so that's going to be Thursday, the prize package.
Prizes is what I want to know.
That's right. You're going to get that $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano, the $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats.
That's 30.
That's right. You're also going to get the life-size cutout to Janice and Dino Rento's
125.
Studios. That's right. And you'll be getting a relax in comfort free massage.
Priceless.
Yeah.
So we're going way above 200.
If a masseuse did this, it'd be like $75 or more, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, and we got more to come. We got more coming.
All they have to do is think of a labeling first name for a politician, or a celebrity. Right. Schmuck Schumer. Right. There's an easy one for
you. That'll be Thursday.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of coming, I would like you folks to come to the Unity in the Community rally for law enforcement. Last night, we had Caroline Casola on the show. 10th grader at Boone High School has put this thing together. Sheriff David Clark is going to be there. Please come on out and join us in this effort. It is a fundraising effort, but you don't have to bring much. Bring a couple of bucks, $5, $10, whatever you can bring. Just be there and show support, right? This is a way where we can do something. All right, and this is going to benefit the Orlando Police Department Fallen Officers Fund. And you know, we around here are huge friends of the military and law enforcement. They need our support now more than ever, as does Donald J. Trump. And this is just one way that we can get out there and show it. And you don't have to stay the whole time. It's going to be 1 to 4 at the Acacia Banquet Hall, 1865 North Econ Lockahatchee, this Saturday. I'll be emceeing the event. There's going to be live entertainment. David Clark is the featured speaker. Please come on out, and even if you just be there, come on out and join us, okay? That's this Saturday. Rick, you're up last tonight. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, you ought to get the Demings family out there, too. Rosemary Clooney, by the way, George's aunt did that song.
That's
That's right.
Rosemary
Susan.
1951 or something.
Yeah, Susan called in. She beat you to it.
Oh, all right. couple of things. I think Trump needs to do more homework for some of the people that work for him. Somebody should tell Kellyanne Conway that the White House is not QVC, first of all.
Yeah, well, look, she made a mistake. She was protecting the family brand. She was protecting Ivanka. She was being loyal to her boss. She made a mistake. Let's get over it. I mean, that in the overall scheme of things is pretty doggone small. And by the way, for Democrats to demand an investigation into this is ridiculous. What's to investigate? It was on television. We saw what she did.
All right.
All right.
Another
thing,
speaking of television, please do not put that creepy Miller racist liar as a spokesman for the presidency. Read about his writings on Hispanics, Asians, et cetera. I don't want my government to give a despicable twerp like that, prejudiced bigot, say in the presidency. And if Ann Coulter likes you, you know you're a bigot and a racist.
That's unfair for you to say that. I mean, you're showing your own bigotry, Rick, when you say things like that.
No, I'm not. Read about his writings. The guy is a moron. Idiot.
Well, you're welcome to say that.
What do you think of him?
I think he came across as very assertive. And
he's like an automaton. I mean, the guy is a racist.
No,
read his background.
No, he is not a racist.
I don't care if he is Jewish like I am. I'm proud to be.
He is not a racist. As a matter of fact.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. No, he's not, because he doesn't write things that the white race is the dominant race and all other races are somehow inferior intellectually and or genetically. He's never written anything like that. That, my friend, is racism. That we got from Black Lives Matter. That we get from the so-called pastor Louis Farrakhan. That, my friend, is racism. What you're talking about is a vast difference of opinion. And if he's a bigot, then you are. Go look it up in the dictionary. Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it. Next time, call earlier and win that prize.
That was nice, Chris. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, look, racism is tossed around.
I think they need
like
to get
salad.
Rid of the word. I hate the word racism because everybody uses it when they have nothing to say.
It just needs to be used properly, and when used improperly, that needs to be pointed out.
Very much so.
Okay?
Look it up
in the damn dictionary.
I agree. Yep.
It's that simple, folks. That's what I did. All right. You have been listening to The American Adversaries. We'll be here tomorrow night with Colonel Danny McKnight and John L. Casey. Got two huge subjects to talk about with them fellas. The dam falling apart in California. Flynn falling out in Washington. We got it all right here, ladies and gentlemen. Do not get discouraged. Do not give up hope. Stay strong. Soldier on. You've been listening to the voice to be reckoned with, the Titans of Talk Radio. Night, everybody.